Hare Krishna. Here I am in Istanbul, still addressing the questions, or now addressing the questions that are in the Ask SSR section of the podcast. And this question is from a Hungarian devotee who requests to be named, remain anonymous, because he fears that he will be criticized too much if his name is known. And the reason is because he's asking a controversial question. He says that some devotees here in Hungary maintain a connection, either occasional or regular, with local members of Gaudiya Math, or members of Gaudiya Math outside of Hungary, or even Gaudiya Vaishnavas who are not Gaudiya Math. And what is my advice on this? My advice is the same as it was when I wrote it down in the book Shiksha Outside of Iskcon? And that is that in an ideal world, under ideal circumstances, certainly considering that Gaudiya Vaishnavas, especially Gaudiya Math and Iskcon, are of one spiritual family, it would be good if devotees could associate together and freely. However, Srila Prabhupada, although he may have had a similar intent in the early days of Iskcon, quickly found out that that didn't work. Other Vaishnavas had different views on Srila Prabhupada's position to start with, but the role of preaching Krishna consciousness had in a spiritual institution. ISKCON's actual identity as whether it was actually really just part of the Gaudiya Math, or whether it was a separate institution, and even certain philosophical issues. And because of this, Srila Prabhupada then gave a directive to his followers that it was better that we don't mix with them intimately. And so that's the recommendation that I still stand by at the present day. Better that devotees don't mix with them intimately, and have faith in Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's vision that whatever we need for our spiritual sustenance and growth, that we can get from his Krishna consciousness movement, and we don't really need to go anywhere else. Rather, as Srila Prabhupada said, going somewhere else may harm our spiritual development rather than hinder it. And it may cause, it will cause, all kinds of disagreement, argument, the result of which are unnecessary problems, offenses amongst Vaishnavas. Better that we just stay clear of all of these things. And so the English saying is very apt under these circumstances. Good fences make good neighbors. And I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Good fences make good neighbors. As I started earlier, perhaps there'll be a time in the future when the fences can come down, but let wiser, more experienced Vaishnavas than us make that decision, let that be a decision of the GVC body. And in the meantime, let's continue patiently practicing Krishna consciousness in the way that Srila Prabhupada encouraged us, and in the institution that Srila Prabhupada encouraged us. For devotees who want to know more about this shiksha outside ISKCON, probably it's available from this site. We still have English copies, and that is a little booklet, although it's much more lengthy in its presentation than what I'm speaking right now, and it gives all of the arguments and history behind Srila Prabhupada's stance in his time, and why that is continuing as ISKCON's policy at the present time. Hare Krishna.